Welcome to the Erica Russo Show, where we dive deep into the realms of personal development, spirituality, and the power of the mind. Join us on a transformative journey as we explore the art of manifesting the life you truly desire, all while listening to your intuition. Join host Erica Russo, intuitive life and business mentor and best-selling author, each week as we'll embark on a quest to uncover the secrets of manifesting abundance, nurturing a resilient mindset, and tapping into the spiritual dimensions that shape our reality. Each episode, we'll bring you insightful discussions, practical techniques, and inspiring stories from experts and seekers alike. Whether you're seeking clarity in your spiritual journey, striving to shift your mindset, or eager to unlock your full potential, this podcast is your guiding light.
What is up, guys? Welcome to the Erica Russo Show. If this is your first time tuning in, welcome. I am beyond excited that the universe led you here today. If you are an OG and you continue to come back, you continue to press play, you continue to lean into your own intuition, you continue to do the fucking work, you continue to just show up for yourself, just trying to be the best version of yourself you possibly can be. I love you guys. Thank you so much for your continued support. I appreciate each and every one of you. If this podcast is helping you, if it's giving you those aha moments, if it's giving you the clarity you need, if it's giving you the push, if it's giving you the trust within yourself to trust your own intuition, I would be eternally grateful if you can head on over to Spotify or iTunes and write a review. Those reviews allow me to get this podcast to the ears that need to hear it. And now more than ever, I think that we can all agree this world is a shit show. And conversations like these can really help a lot of people. Specifically, this conversation that we are going to have today. Hello, guys. Welcome. This is like my first time. I'm actually doing a live Instagram video as well. So I'm just saying hi to everybody that's hanging out with me. This was a topic that I've been seeing a lot of. Now, I don't know, I guess Pluto's in Aquarius now, or something along those lines. So there's some big shifts astrologically. I'm not an astrologer, so I'm not, you know, I can't really, I think it's Pluto in Aquarius. It's a big shift, right? So I've been seeing a theme specifically since the turn of the new year, through, you know, conversations with my own clients and their clients and my own personal life. I've just been seeing this theme of people lacking boundaries. And let's talk about boundaries because we know it's one of my favorite subjects. So number one, I'm still quite shocked at how many people lack the proper boundaries when it comes to even their closest relationships, whether that's with their own children, their grown children, their spouse, their employees. It's just mind-blowing to me, honestly. We need to talk about that. I'm just going to riff. We got to stop being doormats. We have to stop being doormats. We don't have to fix anybody. We don't have to be liked. We don't have to heal anybody. This is one of the biggest things that I see when it comes with healers is that, you know, we have a lot of healers. We have a lot of light workers here at this current time. And they don't necessarily look like spiritual readers. They look like stay-at-home moms. They look like hairdressers. They look like beauticians. They look like nurses. Not every light worker is a spiritual reader. Not every light worker is a spiritual reader. Some of the people that are just so incredibly just healing and just have such a magnetic green aura are actually like people I notice in the healthcare fields, but that's neither here or there. what I want to say is this. A lot of times our own personal karma, the lessons that we came in at a personal level to learn and work through and try to get to the next level with, require us to find it within ourselves to have the courage to be disliked. And we also have to really understand that boundaries are not walls. There's a difference between setting boundaries and putting up walls. Walls keep everybody away. Walls are the things that actually don't allow us to progress on our soul's evolution. Boundaries are necessary in every aspect of our life, even when it comes to our own boundaries within ourselves. And this is what I'm still like mind blown at the stuff that I've learned when it came to a lot of relationships that I've seen in the past 2 weeks when it comes to boundaries. You need to know that you are worthy of everything that you desire, but you also need to know that you're worthy of choosing how people treat you. At the end of the day, you and only you show people how you are meant to be treated. If you treat yourself like shit, and if you are a constant doormat to everybody around you, I don't give a shit if it's your kids. I don't give a shit if it's your husband. I really don't. I really truly don't. You dictate your reality. You choose how people see you. You choose how people talk to you and treat you. And if you are allowing people to constantly disrespect you, walk all over you, not see your own worth, there's something within you that you need to dig into. There is something within you that you need to ask yourself. The question should never be, why do you treat me like this? The question should never be like that. What it needs to be is, what is the story that I am telling myself time and time again that I am allowing this behavior to continue? What am I saying? What belief am I holding that's allowing this sort of behavior to manifest into my existence? That's what you need to ask yourself. A lot of times when I do this work with clients, what I notice is, like, it's you know, when we talk about boundaries and everything like that, what it usually comes back to is childhood. That's what it honestly comes back to. Whether it's like, we had a rough upbringing and maybe our parents weren't very calm and maybe they had anger issues where you had to suppress your emotions and you just needed to be good and quiet and everything, and you just kind of brought that behavior into your adolescence then into your adulthood, and then you just basically found yourself being a doormat because you had to be a doormat in order to survive your childhood. That's usually, I mean, 9 times out of 10, that's how things usually manifest. It usually manifests, especially when it comes to boundaries, something within your childhood, you had to act a certain way in order to be the good kid or be the good girl. So what essentially happens is that behavior, that belief that we ingrained within ourselves at that age just stayed with you. It just stayed with you, honestly. And you can then probably pinpoint that belief that maybe then manifested into not the best romantic relationships, and then probably might have manifested into more, I want to say, like, abuse throughout your life. It always really comes down to, what are you telling yourself? What are you consistently telling yourself that is then going into feelings and then going into behavior? 43 years, and I'm just realizing that it feels so good and that I am taking my power back. I love that. For the first time, I do not think about what people think about me, but whether what is convenient for me. Yes, mic drop right there. I think that we all have to reckon. I think honestly, at the end of the day, I think that that's really everybody's fucking life lesson, is to learn that you're here for you. You're here to learn your own lessons. You are here to grow and evolve. And at the end of the day, that's it, period. You're here for you. You're here to experience what it is you need to go through, okay? So with that being said, what today's little homework assignment is this. If this conversation is intriguing you, if it's like, oh, I feel like this message is for me. I feel like the reason why I'm here on this live, or the reason why I'm listening to this particular episode, is because there's something that I need to look at in my life and in my relationships. Take a look at the things that you don't necessarily like about how people treat you in your relationships, whether that is, you know, a manager at work, or, you know, your spouse or your children. Take a look, take some inventory, okay? Do you not like how your kids are speaking to you? That's a big one, right? Yes, I will definitely save this live. Shit, this is actually like my first live kung fu. How do I save it? Can you guys let me know how I save it? I don't want to fuck this up. So anyway, what was I going to say? I think the biggest thing is, like, you need to take a step back. And if there is, you know, some iffy shit in your relationships, see what it is. See what it is that they don't, you aren't really vibing with. And then just say, like, if I want somebody... Perfect example, okay? Let's just say I know somebody who had a pretty rough childhood. She was one of 11, I shit you not, one of 11 children. She was actually the youngest of the 11 children. So essentially her whole childhood was, she wanted to never be a burden. She never wanted to be a problem child. So she did as she was told. Because it feels like her mother, it was all just too much for her mother to handle, right? So with that being said, she didn't get shit from her parents because her parents really didn't have anything after having 11 kids. So now she is overcompensating with her own children by a lot, her grown children, I should say, because of her childhood, because she doesn't want her kids to experience what she did. So a lot of the times you'll flip-flop, right? Like, you don't want your children to have the sort of experience that you had, so you will completely flip it to the net, to like a massive different degree. And I see this a lot. But you just know your worth. Know your worth and know that you aren't here to save anybody. You aren't here to fix anybody. You're not here to heal anybody. You're here to have the human experience, and you're here to work through the karma that you chose to bring in. And sometimes that will manifest through your relationships. Sometimes that will manifest through the experiences that, you know, you come across on your path. But you don't have to fix anybody. A lot of times what happens, and this is so common, especially in like the heal, I mean, I guess we can call it like the healer genre, the healer epidemic, because we have a lot of healers right now. There's a lot of healers that aren't necessarily healers. They're fixers still. What are fixers? You're trying to fix everybody. You're trying to fucking fix everybody. You're probably manifesting a lot of people that need a lot of help because you're holding a frequency that it's like, I want to fix you. So of course you're going to attract people that want to be fixed. Don't do that. Don't do that. A healer is essentially someone that gets through that fixer stage, that finds their place where it's like, I know that if I'm a healer, to be a healer, I need to do the work on myself. To be a healer, I need to recognize my own shadow. To be a healer, I need to look through my own limiting beliefs. I have to go within. I have to do my own shadow work in order to transmute it so I can be at a higher vibration, which then allows other people to feel that difference in vibration and lead by example. We're not here to fix anybody. We're really not here to fix anybody. What about forgiveness? Ooh, that's a really good question. So here's the thing about forgiveness. I don't know if you listened to my last episode, but it was actually about forgiveness. This is a topic for me, and I'm very transparent about it. Forgiveness for me has been a hard one. Through all of the lessons that I've learned, forgiveness has been one of the hardest lessons for me. And what helped me shift that was this. Number one, you have to recognize that your parent, because usually it's like, you know, our parentals and people that were in our life when we were younger that we need to end up forgiving, right? Our parents did the best that they could with the cards they were dealt, okay? With the realm of consciousness that they were at. They did the best that they could with, you know, whatever it was that they were dealing with at that time. So forgiveness for me, and this has been a huge shift, and it's usually a huge shift for anyone. Forgiveness is not about forgiving the other person. It's never been about forgiving the other person. Forgiveness is about learning to let go for you. It's always about you. Why do we want to hold on to that? Why do we want to hold on to that baggage? Why do we want to hold on to that pain and that suffering and that grief and that anger? It's never for me, and this is for me, it's never about the other person. I forgive for myself. I forgive because I know that I need to in order to get to the next step in my own healing journey. That's really what it's about. You do it for you. Because you don't deserve to hold on to that pain. You don't deserve to hold on to that suffering. Suffering is optional. I mean, that's really, at the end of the day, it is optional. So we have to really recognize that. Because forgiveness is something that it's a tough one. It's a tough one. And I think one of the toughest lessons that we are ever going to have to face is forgiving something or someone who isn't even sorry. But when we take a bigger look at forgiveness, what we have to recognize is this. You can forgive somebody and still not need them in your life. Just because you forgive someone doesn't mean that everything goes back to normal. It doesn't condone their behavior. It doesn't do anything. You forgive simply because who wants to hold on to that shit anymore? Not me, right? Like I have a video on my page that like the audio is so good. And it basically says like, I forgive you, but we're not cool. Like you're not even sorry. I had to do all this work myself. Like don't. You know, you don't have access to me anymore. Like you didn't even do any of the work. I just don't want to hold on to it because at the end of the day, anybody who's going to hurt you that way, they got more work to do on themselves than they know what to do with. So that's what I have to say about boundaries. Take a step back, look at your relationships, see where there's lack, see where there's discontent, see where you're not happy, where you're not satisfied, and ask yourself rather than like, why do they treat me like this? Why do they treat me like this? No, 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 no. Why are you allowing yourself to be treated like that? What is within you? What story are you saying? And like I said, 9 times out of 10, it goes back to your childhood. So that's my spiel for today. Okay. Thank you guys for tuning in. Let me see. Okay, yes. But that is the best healing, forgiving someone who is not sorry. Oh, you feel like you are mature. Yes, I do. Yes, for sure. You do feel very, a lot different. You feel, yeah, mature. I guess that is the word I would use. It's like, yeah, mature is definitely it. But that's the spiel for today. Thank you guys so much for being here. I'm going to hopefully save this on Instagram, and I will see you guys around the internet.